Good morning. High pressure is in control across interior New York and New England this morning, and with low dew points, temperatures have been allowed to drop off into the 40s and 50s early this morning, so a comfortably cool start to the day, crisp and pleasant, with a good amount of sunshine around. We do have some places where areas of fog have formed and visibilities are down just a bit, but with the sun getting higher in the sky early this morning, the fog should dissipate and lead to plenty of sunshine region-wide. The sun will carry us up through the 60s and 70s, and it looks like most places will top out in the lower to mid 80s today. As the humidity remains in check, it'll be a comfortable warmth through the evening hours. Overnight tonight, skies will be partly cloudy, and a very weak disturbance will head our way from the Great Lakes. This could touch off one or two showers, maybe a thunderstorm around, but for the most part, it'll be dry during the overnight period. And as a warm front slides through the region, the humidity will come up a bit as well, and it'll start to get a bit muggy. We'll feel more humidity in the air tomorrow. Again, though, plenty of sunshine mixed with some clouds as temperatures reach the middle 80s. Another weak disturbance will head our way from the Great Lakes during the afternoon, and this one also could touch off one or two showers or thunderstorms, but mainly dry weather through Tuesday afternoon. On Wednesday, a stronger disturbance will head in our direction associated with a surface cool front. This will provide more focus for additional scattered showers and thunderstorms in increased humidity. Still enough sunshine, where high temperatures will once again reach into the lower and middle 80s. Behind this front, we'll start to dry things out late Wednesday night, and during the day Thursday, we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine, although behind the front, slightly cooler, but still comfortable with lower humidity, highs will be in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. On Friday, high pressure will remain in control with a good amount of sunshine to round out the work week with mostly sunny skies. Highs will be in the upper 70s. Right now, the weekend looks to start off okay on Saturday. We are tracking a disturbance heading in our direction, but right now I think it'll hold off until Sunday. So we'll go with a dry day on Saturday in the 70s and staying in the 70s with an increased chance at a few showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for parts of the mid-Missouri and upper Mississippi valleys eastward into parts of the western Great Lakes. A pool of cool air atop mid to upper 60s low-level dew points will likely result in a very unstable air mass today in the slight risk area. With the heating of the day and 40 to 50 knots of effective shear, scattered thunderstorms will evolve and lead to the possibility for intense supercells, yielding a large to very large hail threat and also a wind damage threat. There's also the potential for a few tornadoes, some perhaps significant. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Juliana Airport, St. Martin, in the Netherlands Antilles at 2 p.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Skiathos Island in Greece at 9:50 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 95 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 43 degrees with a northwest wind at 25 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with light rain and snow and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 52, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.16 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Big Piney, Wyoming, and also at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature 63, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.83 inches for the month, which is 88 hundredths above normal. And 16.39 inches for the year, which is 34 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees. The average low, 57. The record high, 96, set in 1967. And the record low, 40, in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower and thunderstorm overnight tonight with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today, warm with low humidity, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with just the outside chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy, just the risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sunshine and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, just a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm passing through with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, warm with low humidity, highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with just the outside chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a touch more humidity, a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, more humidity in the middle 80s. Mostly sunny Thursday and Friday with low humidity, upper 70s to around 80. 70s on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.